Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come with me now.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We're glad you're here with us. Beautiful afternoon here in St. Louis, Missouri. And we have been talking about government shutdowns. We've been talking about the Supreme Court ruling, or hearing, I should say, in Louisiana. And of course, we are watching Chicago and the state of Illinois, our neighbors here in St. Louis, push back with great force against the Trump administration, the want and the desire and the commitment to make Illinois safe again like the rest of this country. There's a lot to talk about, and we're grateful that Hogan Gidley is here with us to give us some of his time. America First Policy Institute Senior Advisor for Communications. Hogan, welcome back to the show. It's always good to have you here.
Great to be with you, Annie. Thanks for the time.
You know, I want to give you the opportunity from a high-level view there to react to what the Donald Trump administration, Part 2, has been able to accomplish in less than 9 months. It's really remarkable.
I mean, you know, it's so rare that a politician would do this, and it's definitely something that is unique only in Washington, D.C., where someone runs on an issue saying they're going to do it, wins on the issue saying they're going to do it, and then gets in office and actually does it. And he has done everything to this point, as he promised, to fix the economy, to bring down the out-of-control prices, of course, to work on world peace, ending, what, 8 wars at this point in time. He's going to probably get 9 when you consider Ukraine and Russia is going to fall next. Not to mention the fact that he closed the southern border. We have 0 people coming into the country illegally every month now, thanks to his efforts. And he wanted to reduce crime. He's going into these major cities. You just talked about it. And of course, crime is coming down as well. It is an absolute incredible string of wins for this president. And if you just go back to last week, he's overseas signing peace accords with various nations. He comes back. He's got Javier Milei from Argentina in the office. He's got the Charlie Kirk Memorial. He sits down for hours in a cabinet meeting and lets people in, the press as well. This guy just doesn't stop. And every time I see a reporter on Capitol Hill, every time I see a reporter in Washington, D.C., and they say, "We're exhausted," I just remind them, well, you had a nap for 4 years. you ought to be so well rested at this point. And they kind of laugh and shrug it off like, well, he just does too much for us.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I know. That's who he is.
I think about specifically, I live across the river in Illinois, so I'm an Illinois resident. I've been watching Illinois politics up close for years, and it kind of feels like flyover progressive politics. Everybody is used to seeing Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom loves to see Gavin Newsom. So that's the kind of like public brand of opposition, I think, that a lot of people expected to see. But the Illinois variety seems to be specifically petulant, and I think it's because in Illinois, there hasn't been a lot of attention paid to how Democrat and far left progressive the supermajority of Democrats in the House and the Senate, and J.B. Pritzker, who's got a ton of money to buy his third term that we're about to watch him try to win. What are your thoughts on the opposition that J.B. Pritzker and Brandon Johnson in Chicago have put up against Donald Trump? Do you think it's effective for the Democrats in any way?
You know, it's interesting you asked the question, because I do think in the echo chambers, you got to be careful, because We think it's not working. They think it is working. The question becomes, what happens in the middle? What are the regular people out there seeing? And I think they do resonate with some. They're going to try and make health care an issue, and that's going to be a big fight heading into the midterms. We should note Obamacare, has not gone to solve health care like we were told it would. We were sold it would years ago, or 10, 15 years ago, that it would solve everything. It has health care problems. Skyrocketing premiums all happen under a Democrat president with Democrats controlled the House and the Senate. And, of course, even in the One Big Beautiful Bill, there was a provision in there that would have reduced premiums by, 15, 18%. Democrats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Because they wanted it out of the bill. This is the type of stuff that we're going to have to message to the public so they understand if there is an opportunity for the Democrats to gain ground on something like health care, that the American people understand the facts. They were in control. They ruined it. Now, just like the border, millions of people flowing across, don't worry, Republicans fixed it. Crime out of control in city streets, don't worry, Republicans came in and fixed it. Economy was bad. Too much cost for eggs and for groceries and gas. Don't worry, Republicans fixed it. Same thing here. We'll probably have to stand with them, work with them to some degree to fix it. But the opportunities they have to actually win right now look so bad because they're historically low, because they're not going to where the American people are. They're trying to tell you things that aren't true that the American people experience every single day. That's why they lost the election. Your gas and groceries aren't high. It's okay. It's good for you. Don't worry about it. Oh no, the border's not open. No. What are you talking about? People in your city streets, raping and murdering and killing with no right to be here. No, that's not really happening. So when you tell someone what they experience every day isn't happening, it's a real problem. Democrats are on the wrong side of all of these issues the American people care about. It's going to be the scratch and claw their way back unless they make a decision to say something like, hey, you know what? Crime is out of control, but we don't like the way Donald Trump's doing it. Here's how we'd fix it. They just tell you crime isn't a problem when everyone knows it is. So they've got some serious issues on their side. It's not a messaging problem. It's a policy problem. And the more we can point that out, the better.
We're speaking with Hogan Gidley with the America First Policy Institute. He's a senior advisor for communications there. A lot of attention nationally is being paid on that New York City mayor race. Zoran Mamdani is communist. It's kind of hard to argue with that. I don't know that he would argue with it particularly, unless he thinks it's a pejorative. But is there a national ripple effect towards covering this election in New York City? And politically, if you have that election in this November, we're going right into the midterms. Does the fact that the Democrats in New York City have embraced this guy affect the party on a national level?
You learn lessons from every campaign, from every election. The question is, are you learning the right lessons and are you applying them properly afterwards? So do the Democrats have a problem with Marxism and communism? Absolutely. Now they're embracing someone who wants to take over the city of New York. And it's that old H.L. Mencken quote about democracy is the idea that the common man knows what he wants and deserves to get it good and hard. And so New York's about to get it good and hard. They're going to realize what a problem this is. But so many on the left still gravitate toward this. And, you know, it's the let's just fight for fight's sake. We don't have anything to really offer the American people or no successes or results to improve their lives. We're just going to keep screaming into a vacuum. And somewhere like New York will take that because after, at least for a while, because they want something different. This is the only one who's quote unquote fighting. But I'm telling you, it's going to be a big problem for the city of New York. And I think the world, it's sad because that's kind of one of our front doors to this country is New York when some people come to visit and see it. But to watch it dilapidated as it is now, and it's only going to get much, much worse with someone like Zohran Mamdani, we'll see. But, you know, is it indicative of the whole party? I hate to say so, but yes, right now.
Yeah, it's hard to look anywhere else and look for a true leader, somebody that the Democratic Party itself looks to that would be on the other end of that left spectrum. There really isn't anybody who seems to stand out. Donald Trump sucks up so much of the oxygen in the room. He seems to have a legit answer for whatever is thrown at him. I want to shift real quick before we let you go into the efforts by the FBI. We heard yesterday about their efforts with Operation Summer Heat, working to get crime off the streets, and going kind of back to the Chicago question that I asked you in at the beginning of this. Do you think it's a priority for Donald Trump to go into those cities and to leave the country better than he found it? And is it like the apple of his eye to succeed in places like Chicago, those blue cities that have just gone by the wayside?
Well, I mean, look, this is a billionaire businessman who's traveled the world. He loves this country. He likes to see kind of our flagship cities doing well. That's why he's fought so hard for New York. He fixed, you know, famously fixed that ice skating rink decades ago because he didn't want it to fail. He wants people to be successful. He wants to clear government out of the way so they can do so. But I mean, feather in his cap, he's got so many feathers in his cap at this point. I just think what he's trying to accomplish here is to give everyone a city that they can be proud of and walk down the street in and not fear for their lives. D.C., you've seen people flip on that. You've seen a lot of different folks online coming out and saying, wait a minute, this place is way better than it was. I can't believe he actually did this. So who knew? When you put cops on the street, you put National Guard where they need to be, and you let them act as they're supposed to, that you actually solve some of the crime crisis. I've seen these people walking around Washington, D.C. No one's tortured by it. No one's scared of it. You see military people all over the place. Kids, for heaven's sakes, want to be cops for Halloween. It's coming up. They want to be Army people or Navy people, Marines for Halloween. No one's worried about that. It's silly. And so when you send them in to protect streets and protect people, honestly, there are some who are always going to bat their, you know, smash the desk and say it's wrong. But they're the ones who live in gated communities who don't have to worry about crime. Those who deal with crime every single day, crime that has impacted their lives or their livelihoods, their businesses, they want to stop to it, and they appreciate someone who cannot do anything but fix the problem.
Hogan Gidley, it's always a pleasure to have you here. Thank you for the time today. Always look forward to talking to you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. America First Policy Institute's Senior Advisor for Communications, Hogan Gidley, very familiar with how the Trump campaign and the Trump team, the Trump administration operates. Our YouTube live chat poll, do you believe minorities should have special consideration when drawing congressional districts? Yes or no? You can vote on the Annie Fry YouTube channel and tell us what you think. Leave a comment if you so choose as to why you voted the way you did. Joe says, nope, one person, one vote, no special circumstances. Ron says, districts should be made on population numbers, not the population color. And Paul said, gerrymandering is an equal opportunity gambit. I can't speak to the census controversies, but districting can be a real impediment to democracy, I think. Let us know what you think on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.